Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Against the Tide by Cat Martin. Narrated by Jack Garrett. Chapter 1. Valdez, Alaska. The piercing ring of the cell phone lying on his nightstand didn't bode well. There was no such thing as good news at 3 o'clock in the morning. With a sigh, Rafe rolled over and grabbed the phone, scrubbed a hand over his face as he pressed it against his ear.
Brody. Police Chief Rosen here. We've got a problem, Rafe, and it's a bad one. I need you to meet me down at the harbor. How soon can you get here?
Rafe swung his long legs to the side of the bed and sat up.
10 minutes? What's this about, Chief? It's Scotty Ferris, Rafe. I'm afraid he's dead. I'll fill you in when you get here. I'll be waiting on the dock next to the Scorpion.
The police chief hung up the phone. For several long moments, Rafe just sat there. His chest felt tight. Scotty Ferris was 24 years old, a handsome, hard-working kid who was engaged to be married. His June wedding to Cassie Webster, one of the local girls, was only 3 weeks away. Cassie was going to be crushed. Rafe swore softly. What the hell could have happened? But in this rugged country, where the climate, wild animals, or just bad judgment could get you killed, accidents happened all the time. Shoving himself up from the bed, Rafe grabbed a pair of worn jeans off the chair and jerked them on, drew a sweatshirt over his head, pulled on his heavy socks, and shoved his size 13 feet into a pair of high-topped, rubber-soled boots. Since the temperature at night, even in late May, was still in the 30s, and it had rained during the night, he grabbed his jacket as he headed for the steps down to the garage. The boat harbor wasn't far from his house, a brown bi-level with an oversized two-car garage that sat a few blocks north on Mendeltna, a street off Hazlett Avenue there in Valdez. Sea Scorpion was his flagship charter fishing boat, a 38-foot Mack, his pride and joy. It was the boat he usually captained himself, one of three that made up his fleet. Scotty Ferris was part of Scorpion's crew. Rafe thought of the young man as he parked his dark green Ford Expedition in a spot in front of the harbor, climbed out, and closed the door. Puddles from last night's rain sloshed against his boots as he made his way toward the dock.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?